بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Welcome to the lives of the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أمهات المؤمنين رضي الله عنهن. We continue now with our mother Zainab bin Jahsh رضي الله عنها. Zainab bin Jahsh, who subhanallah, whose life is very, very interesting, and because of her many, many wonderful things happened. Zainab bin Jahsh, who was married, subhanallah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above the seven heavens. Zainab bin Jahsh, who because of her, the verses of hijab were revealed on the day of her marriage with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zainab bin Jahsh, who the poor people of Medina cried when she died because they were scared that after her death, there will be no one else to give and take care of them. Zainab bin Jahsh, who narrated hadith on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who was the first of our mothers to die after the death of Al-Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our mother Zainab comes from a noble lineage. She is Zainab bin Jahsh bin Rihab. She is Zainab, the daughter of Jahsh, the son of Rihab, and she came from the noble Khuzaymah tribe of the area of Mecca. Zainab's mother, Umaymah bint Abdul Muttalib, was the aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus, our mother Zainab bin Jahsh was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama and their biographies, they described our mother Zainab bin Jahsh as being very short and very pretty. Her date of birth: Zainab bin Jahsh radiyallahu anha was born 30 years before the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina. Her father, Jahsh ibn Rihab, was one of the outstanding and admired affluent persons in the city of Mecca. Her siblings: Zainab bin Jahsh had a number of siblings which were some of the greatest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah bin Jahsh, who died as a martyr during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Ahmad ibn Jahsh, he was one of the first people to accept Islam, and he migrated to Medina and he witnessed the Battle of Badr and the Battle of Uhud. The sister of Zainab bin Jahsh, Hamna bin Jahsh radiyallahu anha, she was a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and one of the early women to accept Islam. Subhanallah, thus if you look at the family of Zainab bin Jahsh, you find that they are composed of a group of people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran.
وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, he describes those early generations of Muslims in Mecca who accepted Islam, and he describes them as being from the people of paradise. Zainab bin Jahsh, an important lesson we can take, is that she came from a very affluent family, but still, subhanallah, once the light of Islam shined on the hearts of these people, nothing could keep them from following the truth. Zainab bin Jahsh, radiallahu anha, she followed her brothers and sisters into faith. And the lesson we want to take here is for our brothers and sisters who are listening right now, that if you are an older brother or an older sister, you have to realize you got to set the example, man, for your younger siblings. If you're out there smoking blunts and doing evil, you can best bet that your young siblings are going to follow you. If you're listening to evil music, you can best bet that your younger siblings are going to follow you. If you're going to the masjid, brother, and praying the fajr, you can best bet that your younger brother is going to follow you. If you're wearing hijab, sister, you can best bet that inshallah ta'ala, your young sister is going to follow you. So the older siblings set the example. And we take this lesson that Zainab bin Jahsh radiallahu anha, she was following her older brothers and sisters. As we mentioned, Zainab bin Jahsh, she came from the wealthiest or one of the most wealthiest families in all of Mecca. In fact, Zainab radiallahu anha, her family was in charge of holding the keys to the Kaaba. Thus, subhanallah, in this important city, the family of Zainab bin Jahsh was given one of the most important jobs. Because of this, the name of her family was known by all of the kings who surrounded the Arabian Peninsula, as well as all of the major tribes in the Arabian Peninsula. Thus, her family, subhanAllah, as we say, they had it going on. They were known by everybody. SubhanAllah, Zainab radiallahu anha, the ulama say that she used to say, Ana Sayyida Abna'u Abd al-Shams. She used to say, I am from the best and the greatest of the sons of Abd al-Shams. When she entered to Islam, subhanAllah, she left this world of fame and affluency, and she left this tribal caste system which existed in the Arabian Peninsula. Something important happened in the life of our mother Zainab. That was the call to migrate to Medina. Our mother Zainab radiallahu anha migrated to Medina with her brothers and sisters and 9 women from her family to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And her brother Abu Ahmad ibn Jahsh radiallahu anha, he was the leader of this group. SubhanAllah, once our mother Zainab arrived in Medina, she encountered something completely different, something that she had never seen before in her life. In Mecca, Islam took on a strong theological reality because the verses of the Quran were coming, but the Muslims were still living amongst the disbelievers of the Quraysh. But once in Medina, the Prophet ﷺ had established the Islamic State. There, the true concept of brotherhood and the true concept of sisterhood was put into practical application. Zainab bin Jahsh radiallahu anha, you can say she was like the most popular lady in your school. Everybody knew Zainab bin Jahsh. Everybody knew the family of Zainab bin Jahsh. But now she arrived in Medina and none of that mattered. What mattered was only one thing. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The only thing that matters, subhanAllah, in Medina was faith and iman. The brotherhood of Islam was there. So Zainab bin Jahsh radiallahu anha was put into this new ecosystem which was founded on brotherhood. Her family background, her tribal background, all of this was thrown out the window. The only thing that mattered was iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the relative of Zainab and seeing that Zainab bin Jahsh had migrated to Medina with her family and was without husband, immediately he began to try to work to find her husband. And one day our mother radiallahu anha, she came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he apprised her that indeed he had found a noble husband for her. Our mother Zainab bin Jahsh radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who it was that he planned to marry her to. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I plan to marry you to Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu. Zayd ibn Haritha, who used to be the servant of Khadija, then he became the servant of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam freed him, and then he became Zayd ibn Muhammad. Zayd ibn Haritha, who was from the opposite spectrum of the social reality of Arabian life, was offered by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this rich, affluent, aristocratic woman, Zainab bin Jahsh radiallahu anha. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered Zayd to our mother Zainab, she became enraged. And she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ana khayru minhu nasaban. Ana khayru minhu nasaban. Ana khayru minhu nasaban. I am better than him in my lineage. I am better than him in my lineage. How can I, this affluent woman, marry someone like Zayd radiallahu anhu? How? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded to our mother radiallahu anha that you should marry Zayd ibn Haritha. She responded, لا أتزوج أبدا. I will never, ever, 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 ever marry this person. أنا سيدة عبد الشمس. I am the best woman from the people of عبد الشمس. SubhanAllah, this pride was coming out of our mother Zainab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kept telling her, you should marry Zayd ibn Haritha. You should marry Zayd ibn Haritha. You should marry Zayd ibn Haritha. To such an extent that our mother Zainab radiallahu anha, she went back to her brother and she complained to him. And her brother, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was telling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that indeed there's no way that Zainab could ever marry this slave, this person who has no background with the Arabs, this person who is, subhanAllah, not even recognized by the culture of the Arabs as being someone important. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he wanted to teach them an important lesson. And that is that the days of viewing the world through the lenses of ignorance were gone. And now it was time to view the world through the lenses of Islam. SubhanAllah, nowadays in our communities, we find that many times we fail to look at the community through the lens of Islam. We look at the community through the lens of ignorance. And no more is this made apparent than in marriages. Man, you look at the back of Muslim magazines in North America, man. Parents are asking for a husband who makes over $300,000 a year. He has a PhD. He's an engineer. He's a doctor. SubhanAllah, when are we going to see the advertisement that says parents looking for a man who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When are we going to see the advertisement, parents looking for a wife who wears hijab, who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who keeps the family relationship, who is a good person, who will be a good mother, who will be a good husband? SubhanAllah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Everyone in the Muslim community fell into one of the categories mentioned in this verse. مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا. There are some of you who want the dunya. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And there are some of you who want the hereafter. Zainab bin Jash radiallahu anha, finally she gained control of herself. And she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I will marry Zayd ibn Haritha. SubhanAllah. Sisters, look at this example of this woman who set aside her own, desires and set aside what other people would think about her and set aside the difficulties she found in her heart to obey the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of the choice of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent some verses in the Quran where he subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَن يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا.
SubhanAllah, every one of us is faced with a test that Zainab went through. And that is to put away our pride and crumble and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you do it, brother? Can you do it, sister? Can, subhanAllah, you give yourself to Allah, that you erase all the arrogance and all the pride in your heart and become the true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you taste the ubudiyyah, the servitude of Allah, as Zainab did. Every day we're faced with this challenge to choose Allah or to choose our desires and what's with shaitan. Our mother Zainab bin Jahsh, when given the choice between the dunya and what people think and Allah and what pleases Allah, she chose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She chose the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, every day when our sisters put on hijab, they're faced with this challenge. Every day, brother, when you're forced to stay away from bad things on campus, you're faced with this challenge. Every day at the workplace, we're faced with this challenge. The challenge of two things. What's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or what's with this dunya and shaitan? Here Zainab bin Jahsh, she passed this test. What about you, brothers and sisters? Can you pass this test the way she passed this test? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, because of the choice of our mother Zainab, from the time that she made this choice until the end of time, we will be reading this verse found in the 33rd chapter of the Quran, which describes our mother رضي الله عنها وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is not for any believing man nor believing woman. Subhanallah, who is this believing woman mentioned? This is Zainab radiallahu anha. And who is this believing man? Any believing man who chooses Allah and the Messenger of Allah over the evil of this life, inshallah, this verse is talking about him. Sister, right now, if you choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what's with Allah, then you are the mu'mina, insha'Allah ta'ala, mentioned in this verse. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is not for any believing man or believing woman. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have issued judgment in any affair, that they have any choice in the matter. Meaning they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They obey the Messenger of Allah. Subhanallah, this verse was sent when our mother Zainab radiallahu anha decided to marry Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reason that he wanted to marry Zainab to Zayd is because Zayd huwa kana aliman. Zayd, he was a scholar. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wanted to find the best man to marry to his cousin. And he knew that the one with the most knowledge would be the best husband to his cousin. Therefore, he chose Zayd radiallahu anhu. Their marriage only lasted about 1 year. And as Imam at-Tirmidhi, he mentions in his famous collection of ahadith that Zayd radiallahu anhu, he continually would come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permission to divorce Zainab radiallahu anha. The marriage, subhanallah, it never attained that wholesome environment that a good Islamic marriage should. Therefore, after around 1 year, Zayd radiallahu anhu, he divorced our mother Zainab radiallahu anha. And after completion of her iddah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the 37th verse of the 33rd chapter of the Quran. Indeed, we can say that this verse has received more scrutiny from the enemies of Islam than any other verse in the Quran, who want to throw the veil of confusion over the eyes and hearts of the believers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِي, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete and perfect His light. Let us inshallah take a moment to look at this verse found in Surah Al-Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the situation that took place between the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Zayd ibn Haritha. Subhanallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
وَإِذْ تَقُولُ لِلَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ وَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسَ وتخفي في نفسك ما الله مبديه وتخشى الناس والله أحق أن تخشاه فلما قضى زيد منها وطرا زوجناكها لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان أمر الله مفعولا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you said to the one who Allah has favored, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Zayd ibn Haritha as being from those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored. and to the one who you favored. When the Prophet ﷺ, he freed Zayd bin Haritha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this as a blessing and a favor from the Prophet ﷺ. When you said to him, what, O Muhammad, amsik alayka zawjaka wattaqillah. When you said to him, keep your wife, stay with your wife, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he responds and says, وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَن تَخْشَاهِ. And Allah says to the Prophet, and you hid what was in your heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it known, and you feared the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a greater right that you fear him. Subhanallah, the enemies of Islam, they have taken this verse and subhanAllah construed it in the most shaitanic of manners. They try to say that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you hid what was in your heart, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam secretly, he was having some type of attachment to our mother Zainab radiallahu anha. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Wallahi, this is so far from the truth, as far as the east to the west, my brothers and sisters. Actually, what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept in his chest for a small moment, when Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu divorced his wife Zainab, and after she completed her term, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Zainab was the wife of the Prophet, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had married Zainab to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet Muhammad, he was worried as to what the people would think if a man was to marry the wife of his adopted son. He was not in his heart having any love or any attachment for Zainab. Wallahi al-azim, this is something which was invented by the enemies of Islam. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ, and you hid that thing in your chest. What the Prophet was hiding was the fear that he had and the concern that he had to carry this burden of the Quran to marry Zainab radiallahu anha. He was not hiding in his heart some secret passion that he had for this woman. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it known, and you feared the people, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a greater right to be feared. As Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to hide any verse in the Quran from the people, it would have been this verse. What she means, brothers and sisters, is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave everything he had from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He delivered everything he had from Allah. There's no way that a messenger could hide anything from Allah. So she made this statement to show that everything that we have in Islam has been given to us by the Prophet, and that this deen is complete. As Imam at-Tirmidhi, he narrates on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, everything that will bring you closer to Allah, I have taught it to you. And everything that will take you away from Allah, I have warned you about it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was worried as to what the people would say when he married Zainab, the ex-wife of his adopted son. Because this custom was completely unacceptable amongst the pre-prophetic Arabs. So this verse, alhamdulillah, it's very clear and very easy for us to understand when we throw away the cloak and the veils of those who want to distort the true message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that moment, subhanallah, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became the husband of Zainab, he sent Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu to tell her. Why did he send Zayd? To make it clear. Because this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went to our mother, Sayyida Zainab, and he told her that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made his intention to marry you. Subhanallah, what was her response? You know, nowadays, subhanAllah, we're faced with very simple decisions. You know, what university to go to, what job to take, what friends to have. here is our mother Zainab being proposed to by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know what her response was? She said, let me make 2 rak'ah. Let me pray 2 rak'ah and then I'll give you my answer. Subhanallah, if this is our mother's reaction to the proposal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what about us every day? We have these decisions to make and we're not making al-istikhara. After Zainab bin Jahsh had finished praying these 2 rak'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he walked into her house without any mahram. And she was somewhat taken back. Like, hey, you know, what are you doing in my home? And there the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed her, as is found in the 37th verse of the 33rd chapter of the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زَوِّجَنَاكَهَا, that we married you to her. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed Zainab bin Jahsh that now she was the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then at that moment, she became Zainab, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Zainab, the mother of the believers. Many people, they ask, subhanallah, who are the witnesses to this contract? Who was the one who conducted the aqid of our mother Zainab, radiallahu anha? Imam Bukhari, he relates on behalf of Anas bin Malik, that our mother Zainab bin Jahsh, radiallahu anha, she used to go to the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she would say to them, "Zawwajikunna ahlukun," that your families married you. And then she would say, "Wazawwajani Allahu min fawqi sab' samawat." And she would say, "Wazawwajani Allahu min fawqi sab'i samawat." And then she would say, "But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he married me above the 7 heavens. Sheikh Muhammad Hassan al-Shinqiti, he said, subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conducted the aqid and that the witnesses were the malaika, including Jibreel alayhi salam. Subhanallah, Imam al-Tabari, he narrates that one day Zainab bin Jahsh was sitting with our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, and Zainab bin Jahsh, she said to our mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala married me to the Prophet above the 7 heavens. And our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed my innocence from the 7 heavens. And then Zainab, she was quiet. Subhanallah, quick lesson we can take from this is their pride in being associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their pride in being associated with Islam. Nowadays, subhanallah, Muslims changing their names after 9/11. Muslims on campus, when the professors can't say their name, they just say, call me Bob, call me Faye. Subhanallah, be proud of your Islam. Have this attachment to Islam that Zainab radiallahu anha had, as well as our mother Aisha. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs strength to the messenger and to the believers. Subhanallah, they had this pride in being connected to Islam. Our mother Zainab bin Jahsh radiallahu anha, when she married the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually her name was Barra, Barra. And when she married the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this name Barra, which means the extremely pious, pure, righteous woman, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed this name, because this is a name which could lead someone to be arrogant. And he changed her name to Zainab radiallahu anha. The ulama, subhanAllah, they commented and they discussed a lot the wisdoms in the marriage of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to our mother Zainab. But I heard from my own sheikh, my second great sheikh in my life, Sheikh Abu Mustafa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and have mercy upon him and protect him. He told me, subhanAllah, that one of the reasons that Zainab bin Jahsh radiallahu anha went through these difficulties before she could marry the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that before she had this quality of arrogance. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he married her to Zayd ibn Haritha, and he caused her to have to migrate to Medina and go through those changes. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed her name. Why? To make her humble. And my sheikh told me, subhanallah, anyone who wants to be close to Allah and close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they need one important quality. And what's that quality, brothers and sisters? It is humility. To be humble. SubhanAllah, look at Iblis. Iblis has many, many talents. But because he's arrogant, he's far away. He's ar-rajim from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should have this humility with Allah and with the Prophet. And the greatest sign of humility is the action of Zainab bin Jahsh when she submitted to the orders of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he conducted the walima of Zainab, and as Anas bin Malik, he says, there was no meat and there was no bread in this walima. The only thing that was served was a dish of sweets, which was sent by the mother of Anas bin Malik, Salim radiallahu anha, and some dates and some water. And there were around, subhanAllah, 300 people at the walima of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Zainab, our mother, radiallahu anha. You know, subhanAllah, something interesting happened during the walima of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to our mother Zainab, radiallahu anha. As we said, 300 attendees. So 10 people that used to come in the Prophet's house and eat, and then they would leave. 10 by 10, 10 by 10, 10 by 10, 10 by 10. And subhanAllah, as the day went on and the night went on, people began to stay in the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were talking, 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 talking. And they stayed so long that eventually the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left the house of Zainab and he went to the house of Salama. Then he went to the house of Aisha. And he would come back and still the people would be talking, 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 talking. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would leave and come back and leave and come back. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed some verses found in Surah Al-Ahzab, which give us the etiquette of entering to the home of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was in these verses found in Surah Al-Ahzab, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that the wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observe purda, observe being screened from the other people, so that nobody could see them. And if they went out, they had to observe complete niqab. And as many ulama mentioned, like Ibn Hajar, that this order was only for the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But subhanAllah, in this time, and in the home of our mother Zainab bin Jahsh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent these verses. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنَّ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you need to ask the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anything, which means it is a necessity, something that you have to ask them, then ask them from behind hijab, meaning a curtain or some type of barrier between you and the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From that time on until the end of the lives of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people used to come to them for fatwa. People used to come to them for information about the Quran, about ahadith, about fiqh, about so many subjects. But always the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be behind hijab. Some other interesting things which happened with regards to the marriage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Zainab bin Jahsh, and probably we can say the most important, was the breaking of this ridiculous tradition which existed amongst the pre-prophetic Arabs, that the adopted son was as a real son to someone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in those verses that this tradition is broken and that there is no hardship upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nowadays we find in our communities countless, 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 countless traditions which are far away from Islam, and nobody wants to leave them. SubhanAllah, look at this important story, that we should leave these traditions which are violating the true intent of the text of our religion, and take our religion as it was sent to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second one is that purda, it was introduced to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third one is that subhanAllah, her walima was very simple. And nowadays, unfortunately, we find the Muslims going to extremes with regards to the walima, that subhanAllah, in some instances, our brothers are marrying sisters, and subhanAllah, in the first month of their wedding, already they're incurring debt. This is not the intent of our marriage. We want to help our brothers and our sisters so that when they get married, inshallah, they can be financially stable. But nowadays, we are making it so difficult that I know, subhanAllah, a'udhu billah, in one Muslim country, the minimum mahr is $100,000. You know, subhanAllah, Zainab bin Jahsh, she had a unique status amongst the other wives of the Prophet ﷺ. In fact, whenever the other wives of Rasulullah ﷺ, they would have any problems with the Prophet ﷺ, they would send Zainab bin Jahsh as their ambassador to talk to the Prophet ﷺ. Another lesson that we take from the life of Zainab bin Jahsh is the idea of correct competition. You know, the greatest competitor to our mother Aisha with regards to the wives of the Prophet ﷺ was Zainab bin Jahsh, in her beauty, in her qualities, in her character. But still, this competition between Aisha and Zainab did not cause them to leave the boundaries of ataqwa, did not cause them to leave the boundaries of being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, imagine nowadays, how many sisters do you see they get into arguments in the masjid over the most trivial things? Imagine, here's Zainab bin Jahsh and Aisha radiallahu anha. And what is it that they are jealous of? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But still, that does not cause them to swerve from the bounds of a taqwa. And our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, in her weakest moment, when the people were slandering her, those people who made the lie about our mother, this was the chance for our mother Zainab bin Jahsh to attack Aisha radiallahu anha. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to our mother Zainab and he asked her what she thought about our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. Our mother Zainab, she responded to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, Ya Rasulullah, ahmi sam'i wa basari, ma alimtu illa khayran. She said, Oh Messenger of Allah, the only thing I know about Aisha is goodness, is khayra. SubhanAllah, sisters, you know, somebody comes to you and asks you about your best friend for marriage, don't let your jealousy say something wrong about them. Somebody comes to you and asks you about another sister in the masjid and you feel in your heart that you're burning. You have a sickness in your heart that you need to quench with the coolness of faith and say good about people if it's true. Here, subhanAllah, we see Zainab bin Jahsh, even though she had this competition with Aisha, she did not let it swerve the bounds of Islam and the bounds of taqwa. Her learning and her character. You know, subhanAllah, like the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zainab bin Jahsh was free to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions. And one day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to her, La ilaha illallah, wailul lil arabi min sharrin qad iqtaraba futiha al-yawm. He said to our mother, La ilaha illallah, woe unto the Arabs for a fitna which is open today. And this is the fitna of Ya'juj wal Ma'juj, that the Prophet ﷺ said to our mother Zainab that a small space, the size of, you know, the space between two fingers, has been opened in the place where Ya'juj and Ma'juj are held captive. Then Zainab bin Jahsh, she asked the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, أَنُهْلِكُ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ. She said, will we be destroyed and there are righteous people amongst us? Rasulullah, he didn't get angry, brothers. He didn't go off on her for asking questions. He responded to her and said, نَعْمْ إِذَا كُثِرَ نَعْمْ إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبَثْ. He said, yes, when you find that the evil is on an increase and in abundance. SubhanAllah, if you want to really know the greatness of the character of our mother Zainab bin Jahsh, listen to the statement of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, as related by Imam al-Bukhari. Our mother Aisha says about our mother Zainab the following. She says, وَلَمْ أَرَ امْرَأَةً قَطٌ خَيْرًا فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ زَيْنَبٍ. Aisha, our mother, says, I never saw in my life a woman better in her religion than Zainab, وَأَتْقَى لِلَّهِ, and more fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَصْدَقَ حَدِيثًا, and more truthful in speech, وَأَوْصَلَ لِلرَّحْمِ, and who kept the ties of her family relation, وَأَعْظَمَ صَدَقَ, and who used to spend so much in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And listen to this statement in Arabic. It's so beautiful how our mother Aisha described our mother Zainab when she said, وَأَشَدَّ ابْتِذَالًا لِنَفْسِهَا فِي الْعَمَلِ أَلَّذِي تَصَدَّقُ بِهِ وَتَقَرَّبُ بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And I never saw a woman who had this control that Zainab had of herself to do actions which verified her belief in Allah and brought her close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Her life in general, our mother Zainab was extremely content and generous. And subhanAllah, she used to earn her living on her own, and she would spend her money upon the poor people of Medina, those people who were poverty stricken, those people who faced difficulties, those people who subhanAllah were being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Ibn Hajar, he mentions in Al-Isaba, that our mother Zainab used to spend on these people, especially these poor people found in the streets of Medina. Once subhanAllah, Umar radiallahu anhu, he sent our mother Zainab an allowance. And when she got this allowance, immediately she said to one of her servants to give it to the poor people. And her servant responded and said, "We need it. We need this money." And our mother, she said, "What? You take it. You keep it. I want to give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Look at the character of our mother sisters compared to now this materialism that we find amongst the Muslimat. SubhanAllah, nowadays we see our sisters drowning in the ocean of popular culture, where here subhanAllah we see our mother Zainab and Jahsh radiallahu anha giving away things for the cause of Allah. Sister, right now subhanAllah, go and give your favorite jilbab to someone. Go and give something in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mimic your mother Zainab and Jahsh radiallahu anha. Try to give in the cause of Allah to those people who need it. Here we see subhanAllah the opposite of the typical capitalist mentality being exhibited in awe in the life of our mother Zainab radiallahu anha. Her death. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask him as to which of them would die first after his death. An authentic narration, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "The one with the long hands." And immediately the wives of the Prophet, they begin to look at each other's hands. And of course, as we mentioned before, the one with the longest hands was our mother Sawda bin Zam'a radiallahu anha. But subhanAllah, the first wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to die 20 years after the migration of the Prophet during the time of the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu was our mother Zainab bin Jahsh. And she was 53 years old. At the time of her death, she left nothing. As everything, subhanAllah, she received, she gave it to the poor people. And before she died, she had already prepared herself a shroud. SubhanAllah, she was thinking about her death, preparing for her death. Nowadays, subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, none of us, we think about death. We think that death is something so far away from us. But subhanAllah, death is so close to us. Zainab bin Jahsh already had her shroud prepared for her death. And she left in her will that if Umar radiallahu anhu tried to give her another shroud, to give one of them in the cause of Allah. Even after she's gone, she's still doing good. She's still benefiting the Muslims. SubhanAllah, in life and in death, our mother Zainab bin Jahsh is benefiting the Muslims. What about you? Are you benefiting, subhanAllah, the Muslims in your locality, in your city? Are you just sitting back and pointing a finger and blaming people? No, get involved. Zainab bin Jahsh, even she was benefiting the Muslims after her death. SubhanAllah, when she died, she also left a request that her body be taken to the graveyard on the same coffin that carried the body of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as the body of Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. Zainab was the third person and the first woman, subhanAllah, carried on this coffin. Her funeral prayer was conducted by Umar رضي الله عنه. With the permission of the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was laid to rest by her relatives, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Jahsh, Usama bin Zayd, Abdullah ibn Ubay, Ahmad ibn Jahsh, and Muhammad bin Talha, and they lowered her body into the grave. Ibn Sa'd, he says that Aisha said about our mother Zainab bin Jahsh upon her death, "The respected lady is no more, and left the orphans and widows brokenhearted." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with our mother Zainab bin Jahsh radiyallahu anha. Fajazakum Allahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.